Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl Lindabot, 7:05 in the morning, September the 26th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Keep your phone close to you. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. And then we're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You hear us everywhere. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Beautiful morning.
And speaking of beautiful, here's Linda.
Oh, we're ready for a great day, you guys. Wait till you see what our lineup is this morning. We have some big surprises for you. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 93. I know many of us are thinking, wow, we're in the 90s again. Sunny on Thursday with 94, Friday 95, Saturday 98. And I understand Sunday could possibly break 100. So get ready again for that surge of weather, warm weather here closing up the week of the last week of September. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And check us out this weekend. We'll be there Friday night with a full group of jazz and a great night with Lou White and Andy Uli on bass and Bob Gassandis on guitar, and we're going to have a good time.
That's right. Jazz first and probably some rock and roll on Friday night. But, hey, let's head out to our Wells Fargo advisors with Susan Eastman for our Market Minute. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, major averages are extending session sell-off from yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3 points at 13,455. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1438. The Nasdaq Composite is down 14 points at 3,104. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's up a dime, trading at $24.94 per share. Caterpillar down 14 cents at $86.87. ExxonMobil up 10 cents at $91.84. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart positive 31 cents, trading at $74.57. Costco up 60 cents at $102.07. Target down 30 cents, trading at $64.08. Over to commodities, gold is down $19.40 an ounce at $17.47. Silver's off 42 cents at 33. Crude oil down $1.50, trading at $89.81 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning, and they tell us what's going on with Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to our Wells Fargo Advisors and find out what investments are, what's going on there. They're the ones that can tell you.
And we like to close out our morning segment here with a tribute to a gentleman who had a voice of velvet. I know that he was in the record collection of my parents. I used to listen to him on those beautiful LPs day after day and watch his television show. He helped launch the career of Glenn Campbell and the Osmonds. And so many others. He was a fantastic singer, very active until the very end with his Branson, Missouri theater. And, of course, we always remember the legendary Andy Williams.
When we come back from break, we have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Senator Jim Nielsen with us. I'm thinking Wilson, but Jim Nielsen's here. He's going to be talking about what's going on in Sacramento and what his plans are. We'll be right back.
The same rainbows and waiting around the bend.
Is your
website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Haas Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting, purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Phillies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Haas Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Haas Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, it's the political season, and we're having as many as we can of the people that are running for office here. And one that is no stranger is our former assemblyman and former senator here.
And Jim, a friend.
And friend, Jim Nielsen. Well, not former friend, just friend.
Actually, yes. Still assemblyman.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
I'm still working for the people.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You are. You do work for the people. Last night we had a gathering of people. We were talking about you, and I said one of the big things I really like about Jim Nielsen is his accessibility. He's always there. He's a hard worker. He is a great public servant.
Well, that's our job.
So how's the campaign coming along here?
Well, I couldn't be any happier. You know, we had to make a decision when Herge decided to not run for re-election and Senator LaMalfa decided that he would run for Congress, and I signed up immediately supporting Doug. And Marilyn and I had to make a decision. I'd already taken my papers out to run for re-election to the State Assembly to serve two more years, had all the signatures required. This event then came to our attention, and we prayed about it, talked about it, decided that I would run for the state Senate to succeed Doug. But we also decided we needed to do honest way, cleanly, to the citizens. We did not turn those papers in. I did not run for re-election. I did not take the safe path. If Doug didn't get elected to the Congress, then I'm out of business. But that's the way it ought to be. I didn't want to have those taxpayers have to re-elect me and then say that night, thanks, now I'm running for the Senate. And, by the way, it's going to cost you $2 million as a special election. So we gave that up. And we've continued to do our duty, but prepared for the campaign for the state Senate. Doug has done the right thing as well. He resigned early, to also allow the governor to call the special election same day as the general election. And the campaign's going very well. The support has just been outstanding. You know, we've got the support of all the good organizations. The Howard Jarvis taxpayers have always endorsed me in all of my races. I've got the highest rating with Howard Jarvis taxpayers over the years. I've got the highest rating with the American Conservative Union, with the Cal Chamber of Commerce, National Federation of Independent Businesses, Caltax, a higher rating than Mr. Logue. And let's clear up something real quick. The gentleman took liberty with the truth here last week about a lot of things. He's the only guy who has ever authored a tax increase as a county supervisor, a mining tax on the people of Yuba County. My record is very clear on these issues. I would not have the support of all these organizations and their highest ratings. And I don't know where he gets that nonsense. And I decided to only run for one thing, not two things, simultaneously. A loophole in the law he is exploiting to run for both the Assembly and the Senate at the same time and putting the voters at risk for a special election to replace him. Why would you do that? That can only be personal ambition, unwilling to give up this office for the sake of serving the people. I don't see it that way. I see this as a job of working for the people every doggone day. We've got many challenges ahead of us. They continue. The budget, the economy, and jobs in California. And they're all related. And I've been able to have one of the highest responsible roles that you could have. Unlike the other fellow, I'm not a backbencher. I'm not a button puncher. I'm in the front lines every day. As vice chairman of the Appropriations for Committee of Time and for all my tenure here, 3.5 years, vice chairman of the Budget Committee. Now, that's the heavy lifting. That's the thousands of hours, committees, and meetings, and being the Republican voice in the Assembly on the budget. Now, you see that because you hear me on TV every day, all over the state. I'm the one that has to be the go-to guy, fighting against the tax increases, not in the back of the room, but in the front. And that's what we've been able to do. Stop $60 billion in the new spending. $60 billion in tax increases that Jerry Brown proposed, forcing him then to take this $45 billion to the voters in November. And I'm leading the campaign to defeat those, because that is not the way to fix government, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim, if this part of the budget, from what I understand, is based on this tax, on the tax increase being passed, what happens with the voters come up and say, you know what, we're not going to raise taxes. Well, you've got more than enough money to run this government. You just got to be smarter about how to do it.
I think.
What's going to happen with that? I know there's a lot of threats from Governor Brown.
Well, he's putting a hammer at everybody's head and extorting them. Well, if you don't vote for this, that'll happen. Listen, Governor, the Republican plan, which I'm the architect of as the lead budget person, working with my fine staff, the staff of the caucus, in fact, we've showed a plan where without tax increases we could fully fund education and public safety. Without tax increases, it can be done. The Democrats' whole idea to this budget fixing is not fix it, fund it, and just raise taxes. That can't be the way to go. And you have to fight against that. And that's exactly what I have been able to do in the front lines. Not as a backbencher, but one who really understands the budget and the process. We need to have then, and prospectively, these budgets need to be built on real assumptions, not gimmicks. And the answer here, citizens, vote no on those tax increases. Because if you do not, all that money will be used to do is fund what's broken and increase funding. Increase funding. The Democrats in the last week of session approved almost $2.4 billion in new spending above what we're now in trouble with. 2.4 that will just be used to spend. This will be like the proverbial log inside the mule's head to get the attention of the legislature. There will be no reserve to cushion the fall, and finally we can get into zero-based budgeting, performance-based budgeting, going top and bottom in the agencies, having legislators not introduce bills but do oversight of these agencies to get them under control. The time is here. Let me speak to something else about the...
Jim, we need to take a break here. We come back. I don't want to break in on this. Plus, if you have questions for Assemblyman Nielsen, please give us a call or write to us on our chat room, 530-605-4567. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, running for California State Senate, is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And 7, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge, plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse downtown, the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National, October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change. Change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, this is Glenn Hawes. Wanda and I would like to invite you to a special event we are having for Brian Daly. Brian is running for State Assembly, and we would like you and your family to meet Brian and his family Wednesday, the 26th of September. Come on out to historic Hawes Farms for some barbecue. Bring the whole family for a fun evening of rides and activities. Gates open at 5 and dinner is at 6. Brian is a hardworking, successful farmer who will make a great assemblyman. Come out and show your support. You can buy tickets online at briandaly.com or call 276-7743 to find out where you can pick up tickets. Once again, come out and meet Brian Daly and his family September 26th at Hawes Farms, Dershowitz Deschutes Roads in Anderson. See you there.
This message was paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. September the 26th, it's 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Walk next door and you get the best tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and we've just got the phone lines lined up here. Jim, you ready for your first phone call here?
Sally.
Sally, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, hi. I have a question for Mr. Nielsen. I've been studying up on the propositions, and I'm hesitant on Proposition 35, the human trafficking proposition, and I was wondering if you were for or opposed to that and why, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, human trafficking is a huge problem right now, and this will help us abate that, and I'm a supporter of anything that does that. My long history in criminal justice has taught me that we've got to stop the criminals and the criminal activity every which way we can. So I think that's a good one. And I would also ask the citizens to vote no on banning the death penalty. I believe that's 34. I'm the leader of that campaign, too. I was head of the Board of Prison Terms for many years, and I've reviewed probably more death penalty cases than not more than 20 other people in the whole history of California, and 10 times had to vote whether or not a death row inmate would be granted clemency or not. I've looked at that up front and personal. It's costly because the litigation that's incessant. And here's the issue of the death penalty. It is about justice. That is the calling. And it does stop people from continuing to murder. And if you murder with special circumstances, folks, that's pretty serious business. We need to get serious. And we need to stop the initiative to modify three strikes. Three strikes works. And now crime is going off the charts, and we'd like to talk about that a little bit more.
Okay, and we'll be getting that during one of our segments. But let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on live on KCNR 1460. Do you have a question for Assemblyman Nielsen?
Yes, Assemblyman Nielsen. This is Mike Holzclaw with the Corning Patriots. With the large rise in our crime stats in Tehama County, would you care to comment on prison realignment? And I'll take the answer off the air.
Well, Mike, it's all over the state of California. Members of the legislature and this governor have purposely voted for and imposed this massive release of unrehabilitated felons in our community. It's going off the charts. Redding's up over 40%. The sheriff and the chief of police are going crazy. They are going crazy all over California. And these unrehabilitated felons are killing people. Now, this is something I know a little bit about. For 15 years, I was the head of the California Board of Prison Terms, and I was responsible for who got in and who got out. And crime went down every one of those years because we were tough and we were fair. And now the state of California has decided to alleviate its problem by washing its hands of all these people and dumping them in our communities. It is out of control, and I'm standing like Horatius at the bridge to stop it with constructive ideas and solutions to change the course of events. That's why I've got the support of all the law enforcement officials. 9 of the 12 sheriffs in the area that I will represent or seek to represent have endorsed me. I'm a known quantity. And they know that I'm not just in the back of the bench pushing buttons, that I'm at the front line day after day fighting this fight. We, ladies and gentlemen, are at risk. And we've got to take our government back in a number of ways, get that budget under control, but we've got to stop this very terrible realignment.
I remember when you first started talking about realignment, before anybody actually even knew what it was, that you were warning people about this. And I don't think anybody realized how bad this was going to be. Our crime in Redding has gone up like 55% for property crimes. Failures to appear. Every time you see somebody arrested, there's a failure to appear here. When we go back to the third strikes law, I don't think people realize is that if they do away with the third strike, which they're saying is what's loaded up all the prisons, it's an automatic prison term, but I don't think people realize, unless I read this wrong, is that if this is done away with, they go back, and this is almost like retroactive, that they can start turning people loose. And we're looking at thousands of prisoners being turned loose also. Is that true? Is that part of this?
There can be a resentencing, and this is the problem. You're fundamentally killing justice. You're spitting in the eyes of the victims and the rest of us who will become victims when you compromise justice. If you let someone get away with it, that is not the signal to quit doing it. And the whole idea of three strikes, and Mike Reynolds, its author, is a dear friend of mine, and I'm working with him on that campaign almost every day. That's spitting in the eyes of justice, but it is a deterrent. And the whole message is, so what if your third strike was a pizza thief? The message of three strikes is quit doing felonies, and you had to do serious and violent ones to get there. And if you've done a piece of the thing, that's to probably get methamphetamine, the mean drug, and then you're going to do violent crime again.
I think also judges can—they do have some kind of leeway.
They absolutely—they already do. So do district attorneys, and they use it with great discretion. And
that's what I thought. So see, when you start talking about this, it isn't like the people that are coming up that third time? It's an automatic. There is discretion in this.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that, but they're not going to see that unless somebody talks about it.
And when you just say, well, we're going to save money, that's irrelevant when our lives and our children and our homes and our property is at risk. We must protect that first, and that has not been done.
Okay. We've got about a minute left here. I don't even want to get into water because that's too long. That's way too big. You know, around here, in our last minute here, you see a lot of people, Jim. when they say this is what worries me the most, this is what, gosh, this is what's concerning us, is economy on everybody, is the economy on everybody's lips, or is there other things?
No, without question. Their own economic well-being. And now that's been complicated by now their person and property being at risk and threat to criminals. So you've got the economic burden that's weighing upon us, and then on top of that, unleashing a deluge of criminals that are invading and taking our doggone property, taking our money.
You know, the thing that concerns me most about on this realignment, or one of the things that concerns me most, is that that money could dry up. And we've still got all the prisoners, but now we have no way of taking care of
them. Well, plan B for the governor is to tax you in the local level for it. Dump it on you, and then you tax your taxpayers.
Oh. We're going to have to take a big break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, new home sales eased in August but held near two-year highs. According to the Commerce Department, sales fell slightly from July to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 373,000. That was below economists' estimates. July's sales pace was revised up to 374,000, the highest level since April 2010. Protesters clashed with police in Greece earlier during the first general strike in that nation since the new coalition government was formed back in June. The demonstrations have halted flights and shut down everything from schools to ferry services and hospitals and shops, as well as customs offices. And the price of gold is set to hit $3,000 an ounce in the next 2 years. At least that's the prediction by Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Analysts at the firm say the precious metals rally is likely to gather strength over the long term. Last week, B of A raised gold's target to $2,400. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:35 in the morning.
Yeah, we're glad to have you join us this morning. And, of course, the weather is 61 degrees currently downtown. Looks like we're heading towards 93 today and mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Of course, old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air, we service and repair all makes and models. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's still hot out, folks. If you're having problems with your air conditioning and such, give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And, Jim, you travel around. You said one of the big things, of course, is economics and what's going on with realignment. Water. We're in the middle of things have quieted down a little bit. The water wars that are going on up in from the north to the south. What do you see in Sacramento? Are they, they're building tunnels, they're doing all these things, or they want to?
Well, I've been in the front lines of this my whole life, Carl and Linda and citizens of Northern California. I'm well known. And I've got to correct the record. We farmers look people square in the eye. And somebody's telling lies, we say, hey, you're telling a lie. And as head of the Board of Prison Terms, I've been lied to by the all-pro liars. I don't take it lightly, folks. Mr. Logue is going around saying that I was for the peripheral canal. Now, he was nowhere to be seen in those days, and I know because I was everywhere in Northern California campaigning against it. I was the co-chairman of the campaign to defeat the peripheral canal. And we almost defeated it in the Agriculture and Water Committee late one night, and I'll never forget that. I have led that fight, and have articulated the battle for Northern California. Getting area of origin language into the bond that's going to be on the ballot. And this guy's complaining about the bond and bragging he voted against it. Do you know what he voted against? He voted against the first water storage since the State Water Project at Oroville. The first money for storage. Everybody up here knows that we can't get ahead and provide water for our children and grandchildren and grow in this state without more surface water storage. And he voted against it. And in that bond, because of my efforts working with the Regional Council of Rural Counties and NorCal Water agencies who have recognized my efforts, we've got the strongest area of origin protection language ever. And it's not only in the bond, but it is also in the statute. I spent thousands of hours that year in 2009. I remember particularly every Monday and Wednesday night into the late hours with meetings for 3 months. The long hours in the conference committee. Where was Logue? Nowhere. Where was he speaking out against it? Trying to get the compromises that were necessary for our area of origin protections? Absolutely not. You've got to be in the front lines fighting. You can't be just backbenching and complaining and bloviating about things. And that's just flat out a lie.
Okay. And we're talking about water here. We had our problems with the Fish and Game Department talking about the, wanting people to sign up and sign pieces of paper that kind of gave their rights on how much water they were going to get up here in Siskiyou County. That seems to have quieted down now. But I don't think the Fish and Game, even though they're becoming Fish and Wildlife, I don't think they've given up on this thing.
Oh, no, and it's going to be all over the state. It's not just the Siskiyous, and it's not just them under Fish and Game Code 1600, in effect, confiscating the water, which takes the water right and devalues the land. This is all over California, and it's going on day after day. You need to have people serving you who understand the complexities of these issues and what to fight for. And how to stop it, for goodness sakes, including stopping Jerry Brown's peripheral tunnel. I call it Jerry's pipes dream. This is his go-round, too. We do not need that. That is the wrong way to go to business, and we can't afford it. $19 more billion on top of the $45 billion and up to $90 billion for a speed train, that is not going to cut it, folks. That's not the way to do business in California. We cannot afford it, and that is not sound and good policy. So we've got to stop that little pipe dream also.
Let's talk a little bit about, the, you know, since we brought this up here. In the next segment, I want to talk about veterans issues. And part of all this money that's being spent, yet nothing to open up the veterans' homes that are already built. But, you know, the amount of money that we're wasting, it seems like, you know, on these different plans, peripheral tunnels, the high-speed rail to nowhere, we're outnumbered. When I say we, Republicans are outnumbered in the Senate and the Assembly. How can you fight these? What is your strategy? I know you've been fighting them a long time, Jim, but, I mean, what's the strategy here?
Our friend is how out of control the budget is, and even Democrats have to quake in their shoes, those who want to spend more money, because they know that it's just not going to be there, and that the voters conclusively say, we're not going to fund this mess, you've cleaned the darn thing up. Finally, what we can get to. Let's talk solutions, okay? Zero-based budgeting. Every year, every agency has to justify everything it does. A thorough review going back to the statute that created the agency and to what degree those agencies have been expanded by statute or initiative over the years, and then cut them back. They do not need to be doing all these things, particularly the state CARB, our famous enemy. Let's do that. Let's have oversight hearings so we can find out about such things as having $54 million available to keep our parks open.
That they said they didn't know about.
They didn't know about it.
Well, it's no longer there, thank God.
And that was nothing big. The year before, my staff and I found the State Department of Corrections and Mental Health redirected $300 million from money the state had, the legislature approved, and they put it into accrued overtime and accrued annual leave and overtime, because they wanted to spend it on that instead of fixing that excessive overtime, that excessive annual leave. They just want to fund it, and I've said we're not going to routinely approve those anything more.
Zero-based budgeting. So each department has to say, this is what we're going to spend, this is what we're supposed to do, and they won't have this mission creep that we see all the time.
Mission creep is the answer, and the spending cap and a reserve.
Okay.
Just say no.
I like that. The main thing I like is stop spending money. We make enough money in the state. This state is a moneymaker. We're a cash cow. Why can't we balance our budget on how much money we make? Got to take a break. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Ready and Harley Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Ready and Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, September the 26th. Carl and Linda Bond here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Hey, Assemblyman, there's a question coming up out of the chat room. There's a water board meeting today at 9 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. They want to regionalize our water.
Well, that's just about the worst thing we could possibly do. Well, next to not building storage and not voting for area of origin protections, regionalizing water. Yes, those boards would love to expand their authorities. And they are the bigger part of the problem right now, folks, in terms of how they've chosen to allocate our water and choosing how to forget that humans have a need for water, too, as well as fish. And what we do not need is more regionalization, more entities. We're fighting the Stewardship Council now. Again, on the water plan in the 90s, I spent, or in 2009, spent all those thousands of hours negotiating, and we limited. We were able to limit the authority of the Stewardship Council. They want to expand way beyond what they said they can. The statute says they can do. They want to control not just the delta, but all the water up the watershed, up here. Same thing with this regionalization idea that we're talking about here. Bad idea. Government should be brought back closer to the people. But when it comes back closer to the people, as in realignment, you've got to give the local officials, your supervisors and council people, the authority to make the decisions, not have the decision of who you serve and how you serve it and what you do mandated by the state. And that's a part of the equation of the governor's realignment that has been left wanting.
Well, the part about the regionalization of the water is that, well, they say, well, we get together, we have a bigger say in what happens to the water, but I'm not sure about that. I think that and once you do that, that somewhere along the line, there's going to be controls.
Well,
in there.
We have a bigger say. The we, folks, is government, the water board. You know,
has a bigger
our Constitution's preamble does not say we, the government. It says we, the people. And that's my whole point in all of this discussion. We, the people, have to get the power back into our hands. It's been usurped and taken away from us by government. So hit the government up the side of the head by rejecting the tax increases, and let's go in and fix these agencies, downsize them, not expand them.
All right. The one of the big questions up here, and it's caused a lot of consternation because you have a lot of veterans in the North State, is a number of veterans went down to Sacramento to get the veterans home opened months ago. And they looked us in the eye, and they said, you've got it. You guys, oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. Here's the money. And in the dark of night, they took it all away. They took most of it away. Is this some kind of payback? What is it about the Assembly and Governor Brown when it comes to these two homes, two veterans' homes?
The governor and the majority, you know, they don't seem to understand that when you make an agreement, you need to keep your side of the deal. And historically, and I've, again, key guy on the budget, and I've worked on some of these agreements over the years. And they take their part of the deal and then repeal yours, as they did with the veterans' home. Twice in 2 years, I was able, in my capacity, to get an agreement on a plan to get these homes on track and keep them going, consistent with the budget imperatives of the time. Two times in a row, they reneged on the deal, unabashedly. You know, that's not the way to do business. And, you know, most legislators don't wake up in the morning thinking about veterans. They might go pound their chest on Memorial Day or something like that, but you know, when it comes to putting your votes where it is, they've been voting to hurt us. And it's been my privilege to be in the front lines and to know about veterans' homes. I represented for a number of years the only veterans' home in Yountville, and now the privilege of representing this one. That gives me the ability to know how and where to fight and what is important and how to articulate the issues. And I don't just come up to a committee once in a while. I miss, you know, the other guy misses most of his committee hearings anyway and then shows up one day and starts saying a bunch of big pronouncements and pounding his chest and claims he's a hero. Well, you can do that if that's all you want to do is claim credit. But to get the credit, you have to earn the credit. And to earn the credit, you have to be in the trenches. And you sure as heck know that, Carl. And that's a hard job. And to articulate the issues of the veterans, you know, those folks came marching down there. So did the houndsmen, too. All over California to fight the battle against taking away the hounds and hunting stupid bears. But these people come and then they get disappointed. And most of the time the legislators don't have the courage to vote against them while they're sitting there. They wait till they leave. That's very disappointing, but it's really something that should anger all of us. And it's not a partisan issue. The veterans' homes are everybody. Come on, let's get off it. And it's a small amount of money, and our residents are waiting to occupy the homes. And I guarantee you, when this year starts, if those taxes go down, those veterans' homes are going to be hostages again.
Oh, they'll cut it back again. There's no doubt in my mind when the tax, when this tax initiative fails. We got to take a quick break here. I guess Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. When I come back, we've got that question we always ask our candidates when they come in: the difference between you and your opponents. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. It is 7:54 in the morning, September the 26th. Hope everybody's doing well. It's a good day out there.
Fabulous day.
Fabulous day. It's going to even get better.
All right. I think we're all very intensely focused on this time with Jim Nelson. We are facing in front of us some very challenging times in our state, in our country, in our city. And I think we're all just thinking about why the elections are here. We're really looking at times are changing and what can we do to help them to maintain what we have now when it's ever changing so quickly in front of us, and not in a good way.
You have to have the vision and the passion for the future. The dedication, not to now, but to your grandchildren, to the future. That's why I got involved in government at all levels, to fight for the future for my children and my grandchildren. You know, and what's the difference between me and Dan Loeb? Well, I'd call it Northern California values, or hardpan values, born of one who's worked the soil. Integrity, hard work, the ethic, the honesty, the look them in the eye. Action, not talk. My career has demonstrated that I act, and I don't act from the background, from the front lines. Knowledge, not rhetoric. Studying the issues, reading the bills, being out in the community, seeing things as they are being affected in people's lives. Solutions, not just bloviating about things, but hardcore solutions. Like I've talked so many, many times on your show about the budget. What do we need to do? The spending cap. We have to have a prudent budget reserve, and go through all of these agencies top to bottom. I'm one who fights from the front line, not from the background. You know, this fellow talks about being the chief whip. I've been in leadership every year since I've been back in the state assembly. And I can tell you, he has not been in many leadership meetings as chief whip. The chief whip is supposed to work the floor, to get the votes of the Republicans to debate and articulate the issues. Rarely ever gets up and debates. Has a reputation for missing an awful lot of the hearings. Well, you know, that might be nice to go home and take a nap or do something else like this. I don't know what the person does. But your job is to do the work that you've been elected to do, to be in the building, to be in your seat. That's the difference between us. Someone will fight the good fight and have the courage to fight that good fight. It's a tough job being in government, but it's a wonderful reward to serve and work for the people. And to know in your heart, in those long hours, that somebody cares what you do. When I fight the good fight for public safety, a battle that I've dedicated so much of my life and even some of my health to, folks, and risk of my family. Night after night, as chairman of the Board of Prison Terms, we had police officers parked out in front of our house because of threats to me that were credible threats or investigators determined that could be carried out by that person. Now, why would I put that my family to risk in that respect? Because by doing that fight and that line of work, I knew that we were saving lives, that we were ensuring justice. I'm a leader of the crime victims movement. I didn't want to hear that silent scream from the grave of the victims and their next of kin from a life, knowing that I hadn't done something to help them. That is my passion for the future, for all of us.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much. Our guest, the election's coming up. Gosh, what now? 40 days? Something like that?
Are you counting down?
No, I don't count down. Yeah. I wake up joyous every morning and do my exercise.
You know, this has been kind of, you were kind of solemn here. We're not used to it. We're used to more of an exuberant guy.
Well, this
is an important election for everybody. Yeah.
These are the times that try men's souls. This is a historic election in America where we're going to turn to be a great nation again, as happened when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980, or we're going to continue to deteriorate and be a weak nation, a scorned nation, and a nation of apologists. And the state of California can continue to be out of control with no budget, no process, no integrity in the legislature at all, or we can turn it around. Let's work together, folks, to do that.
Okay. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen's been our guest, and that's a good way to end on that one. We got, even though we got like a minute left. Hey, when we come back in our next hour, we have Dr. Piyush Dhanuka in our regular medical hour segment, and he comes in, and I tell you what, we never know what he's going to talk about, but it's always interesting, and somehow in there, he always ties it to Obamacare, which I love, in the sense that is, I don't think people realize just how bad this is going to be. How bad Obamacare is, and it's already starting to take effect. It's already, people are already starting to get things from the government. We talked to a doctor yesterday that just said that the cost for a normal call has just been cut in half. And that's an office call, which means, well, I'll just close the shop. Yeah. And I think that's where we're going to. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They tried to heckle Mitt Romney.
Oh, good. We have some 4 more years people that want to chat. Hi there. How you doing?
And then his Republican supporters drowned them out in Ohio.
We can't afford 4 more years. We must do better.
Romney also told a rally at a school outside Columbus.
If he were reelected, I can assure you it'll be almost $20 trillion in debt.
Romney later goes to Cleveland, then Toledo, but President Obama leads in several Ohio polls, and he will campaign there this afternoon at Bowling Green and Kent State Universities. The president ready to attack Romney over his investments in China. Americans still don't like Obamacare, but think they'll have to live with it. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
A new AP survey shows that 7 of 10 of us believe the Affordable Care Act will fully go into effect, perhaps with a few changes. Just 12% of those responding believe it will be completely repealed, that law requiring virtually all Americans to carry health insurance. Now, after surviving a major Supreme Court challenge over the summer, President Obama pledged to keep implementing the law. But, of course, Mitt Romney promises to start the repeal process the day he takes office, if, Dave, he's elected president.
Now, Rich, Iran's leader is about to rant at the UN. He has called the U.S. a bully whose time is about to come to an end. We bought slightly fewer new homes last month, but what we did buy cost more. New home sales dipped 0.3% in July, but were 28% higher than last year. And median prices surged 11%, a record one-month increase. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is down slightly. For years, he was Mr. Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Andy Williams, known for his annual TV specials, Dead of Cancer at Age 84. Williams had 18 gold records and won an Emmy for his weekly TV show. He died in Branson, Missouri, where his theater is named for his signature song, Moon River. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
They are angry again. In Spain and in Greece, protesting what's being done to try to ease a debt crisis. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Dave, protesters in the Greek capital Athens have been starting fires and throwing petrol bombs, and police have responded with tear gas. There's a general strike in Greece today, with up to half of the country's workforce walking out. Protesters in Greece and Spain say spending cuts and tax rises being imposed are making life impossible. But lawmakers in Greece have been warned they have to push these cuts through if they're to carry on receiving bailout cash, which the country is now dependent on. Dave?
Simon, a traumatic day at school for students at a junior high in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where one kid showed up with a gun this morning and killed himself. The other students were sent to a nearby shopping center for parents to pick them up. The accused Fort Hood massacrer is out of the hospital. Nadal Hassan was there for 4 days. We don't know why. The Army major, who could get the death penalty for killing 13 at Fort Hood in 2009, was himself paralyzed in that attack. Amid all the frenzy over the new iPhone comes a report showing we're paying more for service.
The Labor Department says that spending on cell phone service rose 4% last year, the fastest rate in 7 years. The average family spends more than $1,200 a year. The Wall Street Journal reports that some families with more than one smartphone are shelling out more than $4,000 a year, more than they pay for their cable TV and Internet service. Phone companies like Verizon Wireless and AT&T say their revenue from email and web browsing skyrocketed from $22 billion 5 years ago to $59 billion last year. And in five more years, say analysts, the total will rise by another $50 billion. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
As the Dow drops 38 points, oil prices are also going down more than $2, back to about $89 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in about 8:05 in the morning. We're on a rush here, and we're gonna go right to our favorite Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Hey, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, stocks continue to sell off this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 13,417. The S&P 500 is down 9 points at 1433. The NASDAQ Composite is off 32 points at 3,085. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, SanDisk down $1.75, trading at $42.11. Yahoo down 7 cents at $15.60. Apple down $11.26, trading at $662.44. Local stocks of interest, Best Buy down 13 cents at $16.80. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 31 cents, trading at $42.96. Bank of Commerce down a dime at $4.40. Treasuries are higher along the curve, with the 10-year note price yield 1.63% and the 30-year bond 2.80. For commodities, gold is down $18.10 an ounce, trading at $17.48. Silver's down 24 cents at 33. Crude oil down $2.10, trading at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. You want help? Go on down to Park Marina Drive. Talk to Susan and Josh and Chris and Kathy. Okay. Hey, look, you know, we were getting ready to, you know, Simon Nielsen was trying to get out of the office here in the studio, and we tackled him because he has a guest that we'd like you all to meet. Come on, Jim, can
Colin
you introduce?
And Linda and listeners, at a time when people across the world are scorning our country and we've got a president that can't do enough apologizing for us, I'd like to introduce you to somebody who thinks America's a great country. He was a foreign exchange student the year that I was a senior in high school, and he came all the way from Pakistan for our class reunion last Saturday night. This man, Yusuf Shah, was an ambassador from his country to all the most troubled nations in the world. East Germany, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, North Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia. He had all the tough assignments. But Mr. Shah, Ambassador Shah, has a message for the people of the United States of America, Yusuf Shah.
Sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me and giving me this great opportunity to tell the American people what a great job they're doing for the peace around the world. It's time people should come forward and say, thank you, America, for fighting for peace. You all are spending all your money and dollars, and your people are dying for the cause of peace. We in Pakistan are grateful to this great nation for helping us fighting the scourge of terrorism. And we are grateful that you all are doing your best to give us all sort of financial, military, all kind of aid to fight. This is not a fight alone for Pakistan, but it is for all the countries who love peace, America being right in front and we are following. And I tell you, instead of apologizing and all America, there are many people around the globe who are saying, thank you, America, for doing your best for peace in the world and giving us and our children peace and tranquility in that part of the world. God bless America.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for that. And we're going to keep that. We're going to keep this in our archives here. We're going to be playing that a lot. A lot of people don't realize is that there's a lot of people in that part of the world. And they say, oh, my gosh, nobody cares. Well, they do care. Unfortunately, the ones that are burning flags and marching and this get all the press. And sometimes you forget, as it is in this country, the people that are louder get the press, where the people that we help, that gives people a chance, as you say, Mr. Ambassador, for peace and tranquility.
And the terrorists are killing more Pakistanis than Americans.
And we've seen everything. I've seen everything with my own eyes. I've been the man on the spot. So I'm not here just to please my buddy, Senator Jim Nielsen, or anybody. But I've seen it. And it's time people should talk, come out and talk the truth. Okay, and have the courage to say thank you for the peace and your fighting for peace and tranquility all over the world. America cannot be blamed for everything that happens. But it should be praised. Should be given grateful thanks that you are doing so much for peace.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. Dr. Pius DeNuca will be with us talking about democracy and what he sees here in the medical fields. We'll be right back.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hogs Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Phillies, playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Haas Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Haas Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Shout. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Wednesday, 8:13 in the morning, and we've got a special event. Well, first of all, we've got Dr. Danuka. He's always a special event.
Thank you for playing.
He'll be here for the next hour. And I can't wait to hear what's on your mind, because I know you had a stack of stuff there for us to talk to. But first, let's go to Chris Heydrich. What's happening that you want to get on the air today?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about it. We're doing Reading Beer Week here in Reading over the next couple days. We're pretty excited about the opening ceremonies that's kicking off tonight. And then we have 30 different events that will be happening around town at different venues until the closing ceremony, which is a big barbecue on Sunday.
All right. Well, let's hear more about tonight's event. Is it sold out, or can we still get tickets?
You know, last we checked, we had, I think, just six tables left, and that was on Monday night. So I'll have to check again. I would assume we're either sold out or close to it. You can go online and check at readingcivic.com or on readingbeerweek.com and check. But, yeah, we're extremely excited to see that much interest in our opening event. We are having UC Davis professor Charles Bamforth come and speak, who is the Anheuser-Busch Endowed Professor of Brewing and Hop Sciences, and he's just an incredibly funny guy. He's been up to Reading, spoke to some of the Rotary clubs, extremely intelligent, really, really dynamic, and we're excited to have him as a speaker. So we're going to be doing that with 12 different breweries on site, with booths doing tastings, and they're going to have 50 different beers to try from around Northern California, and we're really excited to have you here in Reading.
Chris, I'm a little bit upset that you didn't bring down some samples here this morning. You know, you could have had a daily spot on this show.
Yeah.
You know, probably for 10, 15 minutes. You know, if you had this thought ahead a little bit there.
Well, I'll certainly keep that in mind for future events. I know the way to get in there now.
Well, we know that this is your first annual, and this is a launch, and we commend you guys for you know, bringing some fun stuff into Reading, and again, also a way to encourage people to go out and support all things local.
That's right. The Catalyst Club has been doing a lot of great things around here, Chris, and we're really proud of you guys.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate the support, and we love what we do. We love getting out there and doing events. And one thing we really want to make sure to get out there is that we obviously encourage everybody to drink responsibly. We know that they will, and we've jumped on board and gotten the Roadrunner Taxi as part of our sponsorship as well, and they're going to be offering $9 taxi cab rides in between Beer Week events, and then they'll also offer 10% off if you have your little Beer Week passport. That is basically just the schedule of events. If you show that to your taxi cab driver, he'll give you 10% off your cab fare.
That's it's great. Better to drive a taxi than to be driven in the back of a police car.
Absolutely.
Or let somebody else drive the taxi while you ride along.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, have a great time.
Chris
Thanks Heydrich, for calling in.
Catalyst right. Club, Reading Beer Week. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, Dr. Danuka. Here you come in today, figuring, you know, you've got all the stuff prepared. We have the ambassador from Pakistan on. We got Beer Week going over here. Good morning.
I would love to have the beer in the morning.
That's what I told Adrian. You know, hey, Chris, you know you want to get on every morning? Bring it by.
Did you have your fruit this morning? Yes, I did. Peach beer. Thank
Peach
you.
Beer, yeah. Yeah, I had my greens this morning. It was awesome. Dr. Danuka, hello.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
always.
You know what? You know,
we look forward to this.
Oh, yeah, because we come in, we know we're going to hear something about. One is, you know, medicine kind of in the periphery here, but on things that are, you know, that talk about Constitution and our country. You know, from a man and whose family chose to come here.
Well, that's true. And thank you, Linda and Carl, to make me feel special. I heard Ambassador Shaw talk earlier, and completely echo his thoughts that the world should be thankful to America rather than blaming America. And we Americans need to realize, and I'm an American also now, for a long time now, so we need to realize that we are not perfect, but we are as good as it gets in the history of the mankind. And that's a good thing for the mankind. Not bad.
I don't know if he said it while he was on the air, but you know, I think he did about democracy, that this democracy is a real democracy and not what you just read in books.
Right. So I didn't have any ideas which I jotted down until this morning, half an hour ago, and I didn't know what to talk about actually, and just I realized this Time magazine was sitting on my desk, and this is what I want to talk about today. One, this is the September 17th issue.
It's Time magazine, One Nation, subsidized.
Let's start that right after the break. What do you say? So we can really get into this. We'll take a break a little bit early. Sure. One Nation subsidized.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Dr. Payush Dhanuka, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, this is Glenn Hawes. Wanda and I would like to invite you to a special event we are having for Brian Daly. Brian is running for State Assembly, and we would like you and your family to meet Brian and his family Wednesday, the 26th of September. Come on out to Historic Hawes Farms for some barbecue. Bring the whole family for a fun evening of rides and activities. Gates open at 5 and dinner is at 6. Brian is a hardworking, successful farmer who will make a great assemblyman. Come out and show your support. You can buy tickets online at briandaly.com or call 276-7743 to find out where you can pick up tickets. Once again, come out and meet Brian Daly and his family September 26th at Hawes Farms, Dershowitz and Deschutes Roads in Anderson. See you there.
This message was paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. Our buddies down at Crown Motors, Reading Crown Motors, they're your neighbors. They're going to give you the greatest deals ever on your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, or Lincoln, or Ram. Not only that, they take great care of those vehicles after you buy them. I can't say enough about Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Dhanuka, and before we took the break, we were talking about this portion of the show, Time, One Nation Subsidized. It's Time magazine talking about One Nation Subsidized and where we're going as a nation.
Okay. The reason I picked up this topic today was because we have one of the major issues in election right now is where our healthcare is going. Healthcare is 1/6 of the economy, and that's probably the last partly true free economy left in the country, and the whole takeover of that economy by the government is going to lead us to a path. And that's why I wanted to talk about this. So this Time magazine discusses how most of us use the government subsidies in one or another form. And the author goes on to say that it's a good thing. We all need it. We all use it. And we should probably do more about it. That's the whole premise of this magazine. When I saw this, I was really shocked to see that argument that we should increase that. And if you recall, Mitt Romney had to face the similar question recently, that how 50% of the so people don't pay into the federal tax except for the Social Security and Medicare. So where are we going from this? If half the people are pulling the card, how can the country survive? Now, I can understand that some of the people need help. We need, you know, very old people, children, pregnant women, very disabled. They need the help of the society, and it's our duty to provide that. But how much more should we provide to everyone who wants it and is not willing to do something for the society? So what I would like to remind people is our Pledge of Allegiance. Our Pledge of Allegiance says, I'm not going to do the whole thing, but the last words are, for an indivisible nation with liberty and justice for all. That's the promise of this nation. The promise of the nation is not jobs, not health care, not food stamps, not subsidized housing, not subsidized jobs. The promise is of liberty and justice. The promise is, let me fish. You don't have to feed me fish. Just, you cannot take my right away to fish. And that's the founding principle of this country, which we have forgotten. And now we are promising to provide everyone a job, healthcare, etc. But that's not an honest conversation. The problem is, politicians will never have that conversation with us. We have to look inside of ourselves. If we are using the government subsidies, are we willing to sacrifice that in some other form? And I think this is more of a reflection of our own desires to use those subsidies in some other form. But what we forget is, and that's my, I was just telling Linda, is that okay to mention that what my kids told me?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
So my kids, we were having a conversation about communism and socialism. And the thing was the same thing, that how the government can promise jobs and everything under the moon to you, and what happens to that. And they were saying, hey, and we have two dogs, love the dogs, and their conversation was, if you take the food from the man's hand, you must follow the man. We have become that. If we take the food from the government, if we take the subsidies from the government, we must follow the government, and then the government will come around and tell us what to do. Because government doesn't create anything. It doesn't produce anything. If you have a moment, I can relate a story of an old folklore. There were two cats fighting over a loaf of bread. That who's going to get the bread? And they kept fighting. So a monkey comes along and says, you know what? Don't fight. Let me divide the bread equally between two of you. So he takes out a scale, cuts the bread in the half, and puts on either side of the scale. One side is a bit heavier. So he says, you know what? Let me just make it equal for you. So he takes a small bit of the bread from that side. The other side becomes slower now. So now he takes it from this side. Then the first side becomes slower. So this keeps on happening until the bread is gone. And the two cats are left hungry. Now, government has become an arbitrator here now to distribute the resources amongst various constituencies. So what happens is, whenever a constituency has a better lobbying, they can get more advantages, and the other constituency which doesn't have better lobbying cannot take it. So this whole healthcare reform is not about quality, as we discussed in the past. It's about how it's controlled by the government. So that's something which we need to remember, that we have to look inside and say, what kind of country I do want to live in? Do I want to live in a country which promises me a fish or doesn't take away my right to fish? And I want to elaborate this later if you have some time.
Oh, sure. We've got, you know, one of the things we were just talking about is under the new Obamacare, all these new regulations are coming out. And a doctor we know got it and said, my gosh, you know, what they want to pay is half of what, you know, it takes it down to the Medicare or below level. And how do you keep your offices open on something like that? Because you can't pay all the overhead.
And
you
pay your workman's comp.
And you can't pay your people.
Right.
So you've got to put people out of work if you're going to keep your office open. I mean, this is what medical care is facing in the United States. And it's like, you know.
Private medical care.
Yeah, because they want to drive Dr. Danuka and his wife, another Dr. Danuka, into a government plan where we have to come to you.
Employed
by the government, absolutely.
And directly and indirectly. Because what you have to realize is right now, government directly with the Medicare and Medicaid controls at least 50% of the healthcare market, even if you take the VA out. Soon, with this, 70% of the government control will be there on the healthcare sector, and 30% will follow what our government tells you. Then effectively, we have become dependent on the government. If I want to drop a particular insurance, I want to withdraw out of Medicare, I can't, because 70% will go away. You cannot survive without that. So that's a dependency of patients as well as the doctors and the hospitals on the government, which is coming to us.
You know what, this is, and I don't, you know, and people talk about freedom, like the ability, don't take away my ability to fish. You know, you don't need to give me the fish. Don't give me the rod or the pole. Just give me the right to go out and fish.
I'll create it.
I'll create everything else. We'll be right back. Our guest, Dr. Paish Danuka. And you know what? This man is in the middle of all this. We need to listen to what he's saying here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. At the United Nations, the American delegation boycotting a speech by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. As usual, he's criticizing Israel.
Continued threat by the uncivilized Zionists to resort to military action against our great nation is a clear example of this bitter reality.
Iranian Americans protest outside the UN.
Executioner and criminal Ahmadinejad does not represent the Iranian people.
In Ohio, the latest polls show President Obama leading Mitt Romney. Both campaigned there today.
We can't afford four more years. We must do better.
Mitt Romney in Westerville this morning. President Obama's on his way to rallies at Bowling Green and Kent State Universities. He's planning to talk some about his record on China and Governor Romney's investments there. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-365. 3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue and our buddies there. Step back in time for great haircuts, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Great place to get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Paish Dhanuka, and we're trying to fix his his microphone right now. Dr. Dhanuka, now there's four of us trying to fix it. There was a great question, and it says, have the doctors formed some sort of a joint union to fight the government?
Great question. So let me explain to you what happens right now. Right now, most of the physicians have traditionally been small businesses, independent physicians. And if they have a contract with the government, like a Medicare or Medicare, anything, we are not supposed to have a collective bargaining. So we don't have a union.
Uh-huh.
We do have an association. The largest one is called American Medical Association. Half of the doctors may be part of it, and most of them hate it. The reason is they don't really bargain for doctor's care or doctor's interest or the patient's interest. They do it for their own interests. And one of the recent examples was AMA supported the recent Affordable Health Care Act, despite most of the physicians being against it. So let's come to the union question, that what happens now when we have more and more government control. So in the last 5 years, data has shown that earlier, one-third of the physicians were in an employed position in the country. Two-thirds were independent. But in the last 5 years, even before this Health Care Act hit, two-thirds of the physicians now are in employed position, directly or indirectly, and one-third are independent. Expectations are that with the Affordable Health Care Act, and the government is pushing in the direction, that most of the physicians will end up being in employed position. That's when the doctors will unionize. And a lot of physicians are saying that, you know what, it's probably not such a bad thing. Once I'm unionized, I can go on a strike, just like the teachers' unions did in Chicago. Now, imagine, and I was talking to Carl about this earlier, imagine thousands of doctors in the street refusing to man the emergency room or their clinics, wearing their white coat, waving the flag, and waving the banners saying, I want more money. I want my retirement benefit. I want my healthcare benefit. Otherwise, I will not go to the emergency room. Can you imagine that, Carl, Linda?
I can't imagine that happening in the United States.
No.
However, it does happen, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I don't think that most of the people in the country can expect or even imagine or believe that physicians will do that. But this is what happens in most of the other part of the world, Europe, Asia. I came from India. In my medical school, every year, I'm not exaggerating it, we had at least one strike.
sometimes
where the doctors would not work.
Will not work.
What happens?
Even in the emergency room.
Well, people die?
Well, that happens. Well, that happens. So, sometimes the strikes will last a few days. Sometimes the last few months.
Months for doctors on strike.
Yes.
I know there's slowdowns in Europe, and I know that there are strikes. But I just, you know, that's something you just can't imagine in the United States. But if you force the doctors into working for the government and relying on the government, then why not?
Why not? Because the whole principle has changed then. You have to realize that. Now the doctors are also employees. They are the labor force which must be protected by the trade unions. And it is the right to fight for the government's fair treatment and to expect better care for themselves, not for the patients. That's what is at risk we have. Now, people are going to say I'm exaggerating it. Oh, this can't never happen in America. But you have to realize, America is just a blip on the history. A long history of the world teaches us that most of the time in the world didn't believe in the same principles as we do believe today. And even today, most of the world, most of the countries in the world don't believe in the same principles. So when the right to job, when the right to education, when the right to health care, everything becomes a right, then you cannot exclude anybody from that then. The physicians will have the same thing when they are under government control.
We had somebody sit in here one day and said that, a friend, said, well, the right to health care. And I looked at her and said, the right to health care? Where exactly does it say that in our Constitution, that we have a right to health care? Well, you know, the discussion didn't go anywhere from there. But you're absolutely right. People believe that there's, you know, that our inalienable rights include health care, a car, a house. That was the other thing. Everybody deserves a house, and look what happened to our market. Exactly. If you take a look at the housing market and how disastrous that turned into, look what happens if you push that onto the medical care. Will medical care crash like our housing market?
Okay. You know, of course, these are very hypothetical questions, one can say. But we are moving in the direction. You see, you have to imagine one thing. What is the poverty line? What is the poverty line in this country?
Well, it depends on if it's a family of four. I think family of four is something like, 28,000 or maybe around that, 28,000, 30,000.
International poverty line is defined as $1.50 or so per day or per person. A lot of population lives under that. In terms of U.S. purchasing power, imagine living under $1.40. That's poverty. So we haven't seen anything yet. So when we complain that, you know what, I don't have food, what does it mean? People in Africa don't have food. People in South Asia don't have food to eat. People in South Asia, Africa, a lot of part of China, they don't have the health care. When we complain, we forget that we do have a lot. Now, before Medicare came in, how were people surviving in this country? They were having health care. They were having food. Right, this country became great because of that generation which didn't demand from the government, rather generated something. Now, and I'm not saying that 50% of people are saying that. I think 100% of people are responsible for the state of affairs today. We all are responsible because, as I pointed out in this article, that we all get some or other subsidies in some form, and we must sacrifice to keep this country great.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about subsidies, how it impacts on health care, and how it just impacts on your life, period. We'll be right back.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds. I lost 9 pounds. I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around, let me get my glasses on here, 93. Oh, boy. Can you believe that? All week, 90s. We're in the 90s. It looks like Sunday we may even get up to the triple digit. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Make your reservations now, 474-5546. Every weekend, great music.
That's right. You're going to be singing Friday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Did you know that they have a budget plan? You know, I mean, so a lot of times you get hit with these huge, huge bills, you know, during various times of the year, you know, certain times of the year, and then the rest of the year is not too bad. They can make a budget payment for you, so you can spread your heating bills out all over the year. Just give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793, a local company who does a lot of good in our city. Again, Shasta Gas and Propane. Locally owned, family owned, 530-365-3793. Our guest is Dr. Paius Dhanuka, and we've been talking about, you know, unions of doctors, which first of all is kind of scary, but it's true all over the world, but not here. But there's, and we want to get into another part too, is that communism.
Yes.
And we start talking about communism and socialism, and we start talking about more and more of the government giving you, but then now they own you.
Right. So if you see, since 1920s, there has been a movement in this country of progressive politics, which sounds very good, progressive, modernization.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's not exactly what it means. It seems to be. What it is a transformation of the country towards a socialistic state in a progressive manner rather than in a revolutionary manner, which happened in Russia. So that's what the progressivism is. So the reason I'm talking about that is we were talking about trade unions, we were talking about doctors' unions, and is it possible in this country or not? And I think it is possible. I think it's, if we continue the same path, we will see that. So what I wanted to compare was that a lot of people believe that, yeah, what's wrong with that? We should have single-payer system, government on health care. We should. What is wrong with that? It's good. It happens good in other countries like Canada or other countries like in Europe or somewhere in Asia. So what's wrong with that? So let me just discuss that a little bit further. Now, what to discuss that, we have to go to the basic argument. What do we need from the government? Does the government need to feed me a fish? Do we want that? And if we want that, can we maintain our pride? Can we keep the pride, which Linda, you were talking about earlier, that can I save the pride that, yeah, I am getting a fish from the government? No. The principle of the government was here was that nobody else can take away your right of fishing. Right? That I am free to fish. Let me do it. You don't have to do anything for me. I will do it myself. Just don't, you can't take away my right. I'm going to stand up for my right, if need be, with force. So compare that with other parts of the world where communism and socialism became predominant force, like in Asia, Russia, China, to some degree in India, Eastern Europe. Why was that there and not here? I would argue with you that it was good for those countries. Socialism and communism was good for those countries. Why? And it's bad for this country. Why? I'll argue with that. The reason it was good for those countries was, take for example, India. There's this thousands of years of entrenched caste system where people, a large majority, are prevented from access to health care, to education, to jobs, to enter the temples. They are living in a system of untouchability. If you take Russia before communism, and if you take China before communism, they had this deeply entrenched medieval system where feudal lords wouldn't allow the largest population to do anything. And there was no way to change that because people believed God-given right of some man to rule others. Same thing in Europe. Europe was like that too. Monarchies in Europe, they were their God-given right. So socialism and communism, they had a value in destroying the old system so something new can flourish. But we didn't believe in America in that. America was a fresh country which had a fresh start, fortunately, and which believed in different principles. And I have this Thomas Jefferson's Bible with me. The reason I brought this was a founding principle probably for the country, which said that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights to life, liberty, justice, and pursuit of happiness. We have that sense of equality, sense of freedom. We don't need socialism. We don't need communism. In fact, that is bad for us. The problem is if we forget that and try to copy the system of Europe or Asia, we're going to destroy what is good in this country and what has been the leading light of the world for the last 200 years. As the ambassador was saying earlier, that America should be thanked. That is so true. America has been the leading light for liberty and justice throughout the world. We actually recreated Europe after the World War II in our own image. Europe was very feudalistic before that. It would have gone communist way. But we recreated Europe in our image. We recreated Japan in our image. And that's why those countries are flourishing today. So right now what we're seeing is a clash of ideas of civilization. Modern ideas of human equality and freedom versus dependence on someone. And God-given right of some people to rule others. That's the decision.
You know, I find it very interesting. We've got to take a break here. I find it really interesting that we have the ambassador, an ambassador from Pakistan, the gentleman that was here earlier, who was ambassador to all these really tough places. And Dr. Danuka, who has immigrated to our country, become an American citizen, both speaking of the bastion of freedom and democracy is the United States. And now we have to take a look. Is that, are we taking a step back to go to bring ourselves down? To bring ourselves down from the high level that we have set for ourselves so that we are going to be equal to other countries where people want to come here to get away from. And to have more of that of that freedom, be able to succeed, to be able to succeed by the work you do, and not be limited by a government who says, "I don't want you to do that, but I will give this to you." you don't need to do it. I'll do this for you.
Right.
That is what's scary. And right. to hear Dr. Danuka and the ambassador say that, it just kind of drives it home today.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
That is.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back.
October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Ready Harley Davidson. And you know what? Big Bike Weekend's coming, so what do you want to ride? You want to ride a Harley Davidson. You give them a call down there, or go on out to 1268 Twinview Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117. They have got a bike for you. They have got a motorcycle for you. It says who you are when you're riding that motorcycle. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, head on down to Reading Harley Davidson, 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Our guest, Dr. Paius Danuka, and I was, you know, during the break, Linda and the doctor got into a really good conversation.
Well, I said I wanted to use the word that I think what's happening with I wanted to use the word bastardize. And you said so did you.
Yes.
So you go first.
I've been dying to do that.
Okay. And it's in two completely different political
right.
philosophies.
And,
okay.
and interestingly, coming to the same
and
point.
And
coming
to the same,
to the
point.
Same point.
So you go right. first.
So what I have, to continue my previous thought about socialism and communism, that it may have been good for the countries like Russia, China, and India, but not for America because our principles didn't need that. I would say that our left here is using a bastardized version of Marxism. How? They're giving a bad name to Marxism even because Marxism principle was from each according to his capabilities and to each according to his need. What they are promising, our politicians are promising us is, from you, nothing. To you, everything. that's a bastardized version of Marxism, which is bad for anyone, including the Karl Marx, including the communism.
Not even, that's not even what he was planning. And
not
so they
even,
changed it. And,
no.
then, and Linda was saying is that what we also have is a bastardization of democracy.
That's
here.
True.
That it's changing, that what made this country strong is it's being watered down. And
well,
this
just
is,
take
you
a look around.
About it.
When you take a look around and you think of where is the pride of having a job. I don't care if it's sweeping, cleaning. It's something that makes you feel like I'm earning a dollar. 25 cents, doesn't matter. It's about earning a dollar. And I think on some levels we're afraid to bring in people because of so many regulations and laws. Am I going to get sued? Is it, you know, workman's comp? But the old-fashioned values of the kid coming by and mowing your lawn for 50 cents or $1.50 or $5, now, that, you know, there's just so many things. So that's what I'm talking about. I do miss those old-fashioned values. It really is what our country was built on.
That's better than a $0, and that's what we need to have pride in that.
You know, our guest has been Dr. Pius Chanukya. You know what? We really like it when you come through here, Doc.
Thank you.
Because it's not just, we don't talk a lot about, okay, what if you've got a sore throat? You know, we talk about how the government is changing our medical care, and people need to understand.
And our
if this continues to happen, your medical care as you know it, and every doctor we've had on here said the same thing. It's going to change, and it's not going to be for the right. It's not going to be for the right reasons, and not for the good.
Absolutely, Carl. Thank you very much for having me.
Well,
thank you very much for helping us stretch our brains.
That's right.
We know this stretch our brains.
This is a big day today.
Think.
Yeah. The ambassador, from Pakistan. I mean, just little things. They just
thank you, Dr.
If you listen long enough, they'll be here on the show. Yeah, you know, Carl. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Ray John from Hayden, UMaine. We're going to be talking what's going on there. He's going to have their chief. Medical officer from the Haven Humane will be here tomorrow. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The president of Iran, defiant as ever, in what's probably his final address to the UN General Assembly, lashing out against Israel and the U.S. and calling for a new world order. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live at the UN.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad refusing to call Israel by name, only referring to the country as the Zionists, saying Israel and the U.S. pose a direct threat to Iran.
Continued threat by the uncivilized Zionists to resort to military action against our great nation is a clear example of this bitter reality.
His speech was the familiar assortment of veiled threats and insults. This is the last time speaking before the UN General Assembly before his second term expires. Lisa?
And Courtney, as he was speaking, a protest near the UN.
This is a man who wants to make Iran a nuclear power. You know what I say to that? Know how.